Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888-FARMERS to switch and save big time on your car insurance. It's really the best thing you can do with your phone over the next few minutes. Just call this number, 1-888-FARMERS, and start saving today.
We are farmers. Bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum, bum. Take that for data.
You can also follow me and Rob on social media. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on Twitter and the gram. We got the hot seat at the bottom of the hour. Dan Beyer, Fox Sports Radio managing editor and weekend host, has the guts to come on and try his luck against the dynamic duo. Yes, I said it.
Dan's all in right. Trouble.
Yeah, he's about to get lit up, but it happens every week. He'll have plenty of company in the infirmary. All right, anyway, Rob, before we get to our next topic, Chicago, the Bears. Now, what is it, Rob G? They posted something on Instagram with Andy Dalton, picture of Andy Dalton.
All of their social media, they posted a photo of Andy Dalton photoshopped into a Bears jersey with the caption QB1, implying then that they are now officially out of the Russell Wilson sweepstakes.
Well, we've known they're out. They tried to get in. And
yeah, but Adam Schefter said even after they signed Andy Dalton.
Yeah, I remember that report.
They're not totally out. Right. They're still trying to get in on this, and that Andy Dalton was just like a safety net just in case. Well, now not so much.
Well, I think they just know that they can't get Russ. And, you know, look, I saw a reporter today say, and I think it bears repeating, he said he'll feel more comfortable that Russell Wilson will start the season in Seattle a few days after the draft, right? Because if he's going to get traded, around the draft is a good time to do it.
Right, so, he's just basically saying that Russell Wilson's not out of the woods
right.
for something to potentially happen, and it wouldn't happen now, right? It would have to happen near the draft.
Right, because wouldn't you think, he's right, because we know how many trades happen around the draft, and, you know, teams are going to be, you know, there's picks available and all that. I got a question about the draft, and Rob G might know. So I guess they're doing it like they did last year, right? Everybody will be in their own home and everything?
No, this is going to be fully open this year.
Yes,
really?
They said that, yep. Yeah, even fans, wow. I think, right?
Wow. I liked the home deal. I thought it was nice to get in people's living rooms and all that. I thought that was cool. How'd you like that, Rob?
It was okay.
I like the draft,
pomp and circumstance of an event, you know what I mean, and the stage and the lights and all that. I accepted it.
You like,
because that's where we
were.
Yeah, you know, I'm into that stuff.
It was cool. It's cool either way, but I thought it was interesting to see the guys' whole families, you know what I mean, and their living spaces and stuff like that. It was pretty fun, but I guess that is over, and that's a good thing, because now that means we're getting close at least to normalcy. All right, speaking of normalcy, what's normal now for James Harden is to light things up, and both Rob and I, and I'm sure ESPN and Adam Silver and all the fans, because I couldn't wait to watch this game tonight. Brooklyn at Utah, but Kyrie Irving is out for family matters. Kevin Durant is out with a hamstring injury. And James Harden will not play tonight because of a sore neck. So now all the big three, unless you expect Blake Griffin to put up a triple-double.
If they win tonight, Chris, what would you say? Seriously.
Honestly, Rob, I'm going to be honest. If they won tonight, it would take a little something away. And I'm not saying it would affect my voting or anything, but it would take a little something away from Harden. Because I'd be like, hold up, what is going on? Because they're not that good. Nick Claxton, Bruce Brown, Jeff Green, Blake Griffin.
Blake Griffin scores 35
Joe
and
Harris,
they win. Would you go like?
I'd be shocked if they won tonight.
No, they're not winning tonight.
If they won tonight, I would
not
be
coming off a back-to-back. They played last night.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
absolutely.
This is all the gamblers ran to the casinos, Chris. I don't know what the spread is. Can Rob G, can you find out? Because it had to leap once they said Harden's not playing.
Oh, yeah. They're losing tonight. In Utah, right. It's already a tough place to play. But anyway, Harden last night, Rob, the 13, Utah by 13.
Rob, you know, you're a Vegas guy. I know that. Shout out to Lamar Mitchell, MGM Grand. 6 points Utah favorite before the Harden news, 13 points.
Yep. I'm not even shocked by that. That makes total sense.
Yes, wow. Absolutely. All right, so Harden last night, they beat Portland. That's an impressive win. Portland needed a victory.
Got their butts kicked at home, yep.
Absolutely, the Dallas before the game before. And Harden goes for 25 points, 17 dimes, and how many rebounds? 8 or something like that. But terrific game. He didn't shoot well, but still, 25 and 17. I don't care what you shoot. You win, we'll take that. And Charles Barkley, people jumped on us, Rob, first segment of the show. They thought we were just giving Harden way too much love.
Right, too much love.
You ain't heard nothing yet. Listen to what Charles Barkley says right now.
No disrespect to LeBron or Giannis or anybody. James Harden might be the best basketball player in the world, period. Listen. James has made some. That style in Houston was never going to win, but he has adapted and changed. I think he is a little bit better defensively. But for them to win games without KD and without Kyrie, you got to give that man some credit. And like I say, he is the most awesome offensive player I've ever seen. Listen, Michael and Kobe were better players from the guard standpoint, but as far as offensively, they couldn't shoot threes like him. They were not as great as dribbling the basketball, going to the basket, getting fouled. But we got to give that guy credit, man. He is an offensive machine, plain and simple.
All right, Rob, I'm just going to say it. Charles Barkley is a prisoner of the moment. And we praised Harden first segment. Right now, he's leading my MVP race. He is phenomenal and all-time great. But do not tell me he is the best offensive player ever. I'm sorry. Are you going to tell me he's a better offensive player than Michael Jordan?
No, I'm with you. I just can't get with that. Right. Because it's not only, and as well as he's played, Chris, you just talked about it earlier. What about the clunkers, Charles, in the playoffs?
Thank you.
Those count. You can't. What are you denying them? I mean, those count.
I want to give you something, Robin. You remember this. When Michael Jordan played point guard, 11 games he played point guard in the 1988-89 season. I'm bringing this up for this reason. Because today, the best perimeter guy on a team, whether he's a point guard or not, all right, typically handles the ball all the time. Okay? And Michael Jordan and none of the players back in that day in the 80s and 90s played that way. Okay? They shot a lot. Jordan shot a ton. He shot pretty much more than anybody. But he didn't dominate the ball just dribbling all the time, okay? And the one stretch of his career that I would say maybe you could say he played like some of these guys today as far as having the ball in his hands all the time was an 11-game stretch, Rob, in the 1988-89 season when Doug Collins, Sam Vincent was struggling at point guard. They put Jordan in at point. Because obviously he was their best player. And Doug Collins is like, look, we just need something. We need a spark. Rob, in 11 games, you should remember. Do you remember how many triple-doubles Michael Jordan had?
I don't remember, but I remember the move. I do remember it.
In 11 games, Rob, 10 triple-doubles.
Wow.
Including 7 straight. Obviously, it was going to be a long streak of straight triple-doubles when you got 10 of 11. Here were his numbers. 33.6 points a game, 11.4 rebounds, 10.8 assists, 2.9 steals, and 51% shooting. That's when he played like the guys today, where he's bringing the ball up the court. He's making all the decisions. I'm going to shoot it or I'm going to pass it to the guy that's going to shoot it. He averaged a triple-double. And, Rob, that was basically without the three-point line. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, it was
right there,
but nobody was shooting the three.
Nobody was shooting the way they're shooting it now, right?
Right. Half of Harden's shots are three-point attempts. So you have to factor that in when you look at these gaudy numbers these dudes are playing. If they're taking 10, 11 threes a game and you hit 4 or 5 threes every game, then your numbers are going up. And so, I know that's a small sample size. But, Rob, that's with hand checking. That's with physical play. That's without many three-pointers being shot. That's with guys hammering you when you went to the paint. That's with scores that were much lower than they are now. If Jordan played today, his numbers would be ridiculous.
You know what? You just reminded me. It's just like and Russell Westbrook with the triple doubles, Chris. And then you got to remind yourself that when Oscar Robertson was playing, no three-point shot. You know what I mean?
Like, yep.
Yeah. I mean, it just says about what he was able to do during that time.
Yeah, and so, obviously, we both are incredibly impressed with James Harden. But to say he's the best offensive player, and I don't even want to hear they didn't shoot the three like him. Well, I mean, nobody back then didn't shoot threes much back then. So I don't know that you bring that into the comparison. You know, Harden is tremendous. Jordan got to the foul line a lot. You know, Kobe got to the foul line. Not as much as Harden, but they got to the foul line a lot. What couldn't Jordan do? Harden's not a better driver and finisher than Jordan. Now, he's a better point guard. I'll give you that. Even though Jordan, when he played point, had these gaudy numbers.
No, Harden's better.
Harden's
a better
point guard. Harden is more of a true point guard. Harden's really like a true point guard. I mean, he's going to score a ton. But the way he runs the offense, initiates the offense, gets everybody involved, he's really a true point guard. And I said this, Rob, this is some of the best point guard play I've ever seen. Are you with that?
Yes. I told you earlier in the show, I am so impressed by what James Harden has done. I'm marveling at it because it's just so different than the guy we've seen the last few years, Chris, right? Where all the offensive burden is on him, dribble, 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 put up a three-pointer, try to get contact, free throws, you know, like what, like that. That's what the game was. This guy's a complete player, does so many things well. I've been overly impressed to where James Harden now, to me, is must-see TV. If he's on. I'm putting the game on. I don't care who they're playing. I want to watch him play. And that's why I'm bummed out tonight, because instead now, Chris, I'm not going to watch the game tonight. I'm telling you. I'm not going
to
watch the game.
No reason to, because there's no reason to. I hate to say it that way.
I know, but I wanted to watch the game. Even though it was going to be him against Utah, you know what I mean? Yep. I still would have watched the game to see him play.
All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Here's the question. Is James Harden the best offensive player ever? That's what Charles Barkley said. Barkley played. Is he the best offensive player ever? Yes, better than Michael, better than Kobe. Better than Wilt, whoever else you might say. Your turn to weigh in with The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. Also brought to you by AutoZone. Now, AutoZone's got more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast. Because, you know, some jobs just can't wait. That's why AutoZone offers free same-day store pickup. And on over 100,000 parts, there is free next-day delivery. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Is James Harden, as Charles Barkley asserts, the best offensive player of all time?
All right, let's kick it off with LC in Pennsylvania. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, LC?
Rob Parker, man. Don't act like you don't know me. Chris Broussard, what's up? It's LC.
What up?
LC Johnson?
Yes, sir.
No,
what
it
up,
ain't.
Brother?
Is it?
Yeah, no lie.
What's
you
up,
live in,
man?
You live in Pennsylvania now?
Yeah, man. A long story. I have to talk off air. But, man, I listen to you guys every night commuting from job to job, man. But I had to call in, man, on this one because, as you know, I covered the NBA for a while.
Yeah, LZ, just quickly, LZ and I, my first year on the beat at the Cleveland Cavaliers, LZ was covering for the Cleveland Plain Dealer, and I was covering for the Akron Beacon Journal. We definitely hung out. That was great, man. Good to hear
from
man,
you,
brother.
Yeah, man, that was good old days, man.
Yep.
But listen, man, that's an absurd assertion by Charles Barkley. And I love Charles Barkley, man. Most of the time he's on point. But in this case, man, you got to say Wilt above everybody else. The dude averaged 50 a game, you know, for a season. Think about that, man, in a game, in an era when they were playing real defense. Then you got to throw in Kareem and Oscar. Again, those guys played in a different era, and they were playing together for part of their careers. And so the other thing I wanted to mention real quick is that I'm glad you brought up that point about Jordan averaging a triple-double during a stint when he was playing point guard. Because LeBron James last year averaged a double-double, and everybody said, oh, my God, that's so amazing. He averaged a double-double in year 15 or whatever. LeBron James should have been averaging a triple-double for his whole career. But the irony is that he was the first time he averaged a double-double because he's never averaged 10 rebounds a game, LeBron James. So I'm glad you brought that point about Jordan. And I think Jordan, had he wanted to, could have averaged double figures in assists any time, any year he wanted to. But he figured his best option was always going to be him scoring, and I tend to agree with that.
No doubt. Man, great
call,
to hear your
LC.
Voice.
Yes, definitely, brother. Great to hear from you,
yes.
Man. Don't be a stranger either.
You never
leave
know.
Rob G.
Chris.
Leave your number with Rob G.
Yes.
I will. All right, guys. Good talking
all
to
right,
y'all.
Brother.
Take care.
Stay
peace.
Well. Rashad in Phoenix, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's up, man? I called you guys about a year ago, and I'm going to say the same thing. Charles Barkley is a buffoon.
Stop.
He is a constant, like you said, prisoner
he's
of the moment.
He's great TV. You know that.
A
yeah,
year,
come on.
A year ago, he'll say, oh, the new school players couldn't handle it, the old school players. Now he's saying after, what, a quarter of a season, James Harden is the best offensive player he's ever seen, but he played against Jordan. His buffoonery is on full display. I don't know how the guy keeps getting so much pub. I told you, I'm down here in Phoenix, Scottsdale. We all know him as a buffoon down here. Charles Barkley, big-time buffoon, and I give a shout-out to my son, Miles, playing first base for the Bullets Baseball Club. He loves you guys. I'm out.
Hey, you already right, know brother. Your son's Thanks. Playing baseball, so I'm thrilled by that.
Rob was pissed at you before
Until
you
then.
Said that.
You know it, right. You
yeah,
know
I,
it, Chris.
I like Barkley. I love Barkley, no, and I love watching him on TV.
I covered Charles Barkley, Chris, during that era, yeah. during the playoffs against the Knicks and stuff, and I mean, I was a Good beat guy. Writer back then, traveling the country and stuff. So, you know, you could disagree with him.
Yeah, he has a right to his opinion. All right, yeah. But I just, guys, look, I don't think anybody's going to agree with Barkley. And I love Harden. Here's what I'm going to say about Harden. He is playing some of the best point guard that I've ever seen. Ever seen. He is the best dual threat point guard in the NBA today. And yes, I know they got Steph. I know you got Dame. I know you got Kyrie. And you got some others. But I'm not talking about defense and offense. I'm talking about passing and scoring. James Harden is, and even if you want to throw LeBron in there, as LeBron was is obviously a great passer and a great scorer. But with Harden's ability to hit the three the way he does, I like him as a dual threat point guard. Now, he's not a better player than LeBron, but as strictly at point guard,
that's correct. Yeah,
he is playing the position. As you know, just about as well as we've seen it played. And I think yep. you have to give him props.
All right. Hey, let's go to Sean in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
My uncle's from another mother. Hey, Rob, man, my heart skipped a beat, man. I thought you was off the show for real, bro. I thought you finally got the FCC on your back like that, bro.
What? What happened? Just because what happened?
He thought you had said some four-letter word, and they just
No. I don't know what happened. I could hear the show.
Oh, you
and
could
even
hear
when
it?
Yeah, and even when I'm talking into the mic, Chris, I could hear myself in my ear. Wow. So I don't understand why you guys can hear me. But anyway,
quick. Yeah.
It's
go
all
ahead, Sean.
Good. Yep, Sean, go ahead.
So my take real quick, man, and I forgot who y'all had on, but James ain't even the best offensive player on his own team, man. Look, all of this is real great in the short frame of time that he's been playing, but he's had no pressure on him, man. When those big moments come, he never shows up, unlike guys like KD, unlike guys like Kyrie. And, man, you want to talk about just generational talent? Kobe, by far, was the best offensive player of this generation, man. So, as great as he is, I think Charles is doing what he knows how to do best, get those clicks, get those eyes, get those mentions, because he is the biggest hot take artist in the NBA right now.
I think when he says offensive player, he's including passing. And I think – I don't think he – I maybe would say he's a better scorer than Durant, but I think he's including the passing – and the ability to run the offense. And I think that's why he's putting him ahead of Durant. And for the big moments, look, nobody's going to deny Harden has had some major league clunkers, period. There's no defending that. But he's also had a few big games. But they lost those big games. But he put up numbers. But, nah, he's going to have to prove it. That's just, you know, that's the way it is. And until he gets it done and they win a championship, especially, Rob, look, there's no excuse now. I don't think there's been excuses in the past, but there is definitely no excuse with this team. You know, if they're healthy.
If no, James Harden, what excuse? There's no, yeah, if he's they're a problem, rolling, Chris.
Like, if they lose in the playoffs, Rob, and Harden is a big part of it, why?
He'll get killed.
Then oh, yeah, he will get destroyed. And nothing he does in the regular season will impress people again. So I don't expect that to happen. But it's something we definitely going to be looking at. All right, the hot seat is next. Dan Beyer about to get scorched. Keep it locked, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
For the hot seat.
Damn, son.
The current temperature is...
The Odd Couple are making it hot in here.
Damn hot.
Time to sit your butt down in...
Real hot. The crotch pot cooking.
The hot seat.
That's right. It is the hot seat. The Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio segment. We invite one of our Fox Sports teammates to get into the squared circle with the Odd Couple, the tag team champions. Tonight's victim, the only man who has enough chest hair to agree to come on the hot seat, unlike the rest of the folks in his department, my man... Dan Beyer. What's up, Dan?
Guys, it's great to be with you. And I had Finley's number blocked, so I have no idea what he's talking about. Yes. I have no idea.
You're smart. I'm with you.
I'm surprised. You're the only one that even has his number. We don't even have his number, let alone blocking it.
Daddy.
All right, you know how this segment works. Dan's got three very hot takes. He's going to defend 2-on-1 against the Odd Couple. So let's get started, guys. Take number one. Dan Beyer says that if LeBron and Anthony Davis are not back in a month, the Lakers may miss the playoffs entirely. Dan, you got 30 seconds. State your case.
Well, here's the deal. I actually think that the Lakers are going to make the playoffs. That's what I thought we were talking about, Rob. The point is the math is on the Lakers' side. Even if they were to lose, let's say, Rockets 20 games, or let's just give them 2-18, there's no way that the New Orleans Pelicans or Oklahoma City Thunder are going to have enough of a run to end up taking over the Lakers or dropping the Lakers out of the 10th spot. It's just simple math. In this case and scenario, the 72-game season with the play-in tournament, there's absolutely no reason whatsoever that you should think that the Lakers are going to miss the playoffs.
I'm about to jump on Rob G for screwing up the hot seat. What are you talking about, Rob G? I mean, we thought he was saying they weren't going to make the playoffs.
I know. We were going to jump all over him.
Yeah, I'm with you, Dan Byer. You got this one because, look, with
it's
the
impossible.
Playing games,
it's
yeah,
impossible
they're not
for them
falling
not
out
to
of
make
the top
playoffs.
10. They are not falling out of the top 10. Because it's not just them losing games. It's other teams winning games. Denver's losing right now. And I know Denver will probably pass them up as the Lakers keep losing, but I'm just saying New Orleans isn't, you know, are they going to win a ton of games? Is Memphis going to win a ton of games? Golden State? So, yeah, they're going to, at the very least, they'll be in the play-in.
You okay. know, the Lakers.
Well, we should have cut this one short because this is very confusing at this point that they all agree. So at this point, everybody gets a point. Easy round to score on that one. We keep it moving, though, because it is the Odd Couple on the hot seat with Dan Byer.
Are you sure it's Dan?
Rob G is on the hot seat.
Whatever.
I know.
Topic number two. This is a fun one. Dan Byer says that a college basketball season, the entire season, is better than the Major League Baseball season, which is tough considering Rob has a baseball podcast. So good luck, Dan, defending this one.
Hey, guys, this is like a Maserati. If you're dumb enough to buy a Maserati, it's like enjoying the baseball season. Opening day's the high point of the year. Like, driving that Maserati out of the parking lot and going from 0 to 60 and how many tenths of a second is the thrill. But then you get bored after a while, and it's not worth it. The NCAA tournament, you say, oh, well, it's just 3 weeks. So is Major League Baseball. We don't even care about half their playoffs. And when the playoff games are on during NFL Sundays, we don't even care about those games. Plus, you're playing a sport where people would rather go see a building than the actual game. People would rather go see Fenway Park than the Red Sox actually play. At least in college basketball, you're going to watch a game. You're going to watch your teams. And you can say it's just 3 weeks. Baseball is 2 weeks. And by the way, half the country doesn't care those 2 weeks.
Dan, what are you talking about? Are you living in the past? Have you watched the empty buildings in college basketball? Have you watched the lack of attendance and people not watching? You don't even know who's out there. And then you're trying to trump up college basketball on just the last, on the tournament. That has nothing to do with college basketball. It's about the format, one and done. Anything you play one and done is exciting. It has nothing to do with college basketball. And keep talking about baseball. Nobody cares, but 70 million people buy tickets every year, more than the NBA, the NHL, NBA, and soccer combined. So stop with that nonsense.
You know, it helps when you have 81 home games a freaking year. And by the way, it's tough to go to college basketball when there's a freaking pandemic going on right now, Rob.
We're talking
Parker.
About before
no one
the pandemic.
Can watch the games. Okay, no one can watch their games. Listen, you remind me of a guy who buys a Range Rover, okay? Those things were cool like 10, 15, 20 years ago. Now there's no point in having them. It's not a smart buy. That's Major League Baseball.
My car's college a year basketball. Old. What are you talking about?
Go Raiders.
Dan Byer, I happen to love Maserati, so chill out with the Maserati bashing. All right, but anyway, here's the thing. I no longer know who's playing college basketball. 30 years ago, I would have been with you, but now? I mean, who's out there? The best players in college age are in the NBA. They're in the G League. They're in Australia. They're at the IMG Academy. They ain't in college basketball anymore. At least baseball I can turn and I know, okay, I want to see Aaron Judge. I want to see Mike Trout. I want to see Fernando Tatis Jr. I know who I'm looking for in basketball. Who are these guys? They're nameless. They're faceless.
That was a very easy round to score. One person had some disses in the chamber.
It wasn't that much of a blowout.
But. And that was Dan Byer. He called you guys out specifically with the vehicles that you're driving around.
What was that about?
That was great.
That was a pure coincidence.
Are you serious? No.
All right, here we go. Last take
no
of the night.
That kid, that's not possible.
There's no way.
Take of the night. Dan Byer, you know, he's a big golf fan. He says golf is most fun sport to actually play of all the sports. Dan, you got 30 seconds. Don't blow the lead, buddy.
I drive a Ford Fenley, by the way. That's it's a great, great drive, the Ford Fenley.
Hey.
The great thing about golf is that no matter what, no matter how hard you try, no matter how hard you practice, it is a game that you cannot win. And it is a game against yourself. Yeah, you can play a match against your buddy, but in reality, you're playing against the last time you played, and you're playing against the next time you played. And what better way to go out and enjoy nature and get away from everybody than go on a golf course, as opposed to playing a pickup game of basketball and having to bump up to a sweaty guy who's playing shirts and skins for the next 2 hours. No thank you. Go Raiders.
Look, first of all, golf isn't the greatest sport to play because it's not a sport. It's a game, all right? Nothing is a sport that a 75-year-old can do better than an athletic 25-year-old. I'm serious. It's a game of skill, but it is not a sport because athleticism, speed, you know, strength, all that stuff doesn't come into play in a lot of cases. It's just, are you skilled enough? But beyond that, if I want to get away from everybody, you know what I do, Dan Byer? I go for a walk. I don't need to swing a club to get away. I go for a walk. And you said you can't win. Who wants to play a game you can't win?
We're talking about a sport here, Chris. Not a game. Not a game. We're talking about a sport here. I'm sitting here defending golf, and you people want to talk about practice? Not a game. Not a game. We are sitting here talking about a sport of golf, and you want to give me that? Come on, man. Go Raiders.
I'm going to quote Mark Twain because he was right on the money on this. Golf is a good walk spoiled. That's all it is. It's for fat guys to walk around the course because they can't run anymore. They can't be athletic. It's easy. Ride in the car, drink beer, and goof off for 5 hours. And how in the world could you talk about this being the best sport to play and is better than everything else? You barely break a sweat. You go out and play pickup basketball or play softball and slide around to a triple after knocking the ball all over the place. Come on, Dan. This is what old guys do.
Dan, you know when I pick up golf? When I can't play basketball or tennis anymore.
Says the guy,
I can barely move.
He has not played basketball in three and a half years.
Kills me. That's when I'll play
Chris
golf.
Chris hasn't played basketball in 3.5 years. By the way, I just noticed, this is why it's easy to score. Dan Byer said, go Raiders after every rant. I just picked
I
up on that.
He's brown nosy.
Goes to
he's
Dan Byer.
Oh, that, you know what? That's awful.
It's called brown nosy. That's not a real
you have no shame.
Did you catch my Iverson? Please tell me you did.
That was that was your highlight. That was your best moment of the
But everything
of the
else
evening.
Was low light.
Yes,
this
absolutely.
This was a hot mess seat. That's what this was, a hot mess seat.
That's our man, Dan Byer, Fox Sports Radio managing editor, and catch him on Fox Sports Radio on the weekends. Great job. You lost. Make no mistake about it, but great job, Dan. It was enjoyable.
Thanks, guys.
All right, brother. That's our man, Dan Byer. All right. Ooh, we got a big brouhaha coming up, and we're going to get into it next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get a refresh with your refund during Mako's tax season event for expert paint and collision repair. Use our contactless services. It's as easy as book, quote, fix. Uh-oh, better get Mako. Visit Mako.com today to schedule your free estimate. Terms and conditions apply.
My man Kirk Franklin. It's good that I want to see Kirk smile. I like the smiling Kirk better than the cussing out folk Kirk. You know what I'm saying? Smile.
Oh, hey. Or the handcuff, right? I mean, that was not a pretty sight there, Chris.
We are the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS and you can save a whole lot of something-something money on your car insurance. All right, Rob, I want to get to this. Big fight coming up. Now, we think Mike Tyson has said that Tyson Holyfield 3 is on. Holyfield has said not so fast, but I think Evander wants to fight. So I think it's going to happen. Evander's 58, Tyson's 54. Your thoughts?
No way, no how should they do this. I don't get it. Seriously. Oh, my God. At this age, why? If you're Evander, too, 58 years old, you're putting yourself...
Evander talks like he's punch drunk, too. I hate to say it that way.
In harm's way, Chris. Why? Why?
Look, as you know, Rob, I'm a boxing fan. And I'm not going to lie. I mean, if this happens, it's going to be a huge event. I think they're going to... It will be real. This won't be any Roy Jones, Mike Tyson stuff. They will really fight. And look, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to be interested into it. But there's a part of me that is a bit fearful. Not that one of them might seriously hurt the other, but that at their ages, I don't know how many rounds they would fight. Hopefully it ain't 12. But it just makes me want, like, is there a – you? I could see both of them pushing themselves to the brink where at that age, does it become dangerous? You know what I'm saying? Like – because they got their pride. We know they were rivals. You know Mike would love to avenge, you know, his losses to Holyfield. And Holyfield's a warrior. I mean,
and then when Mike Tyson bites him in the ear this time, his dentures might be holding on to his ear. I mean, I think it's not funny. Yeah, everything isn't funny. But I don't get this, why people can't let it go. You know, you had a great career, Chris. You were at the top of the boxing profession.
Money,
both of them.
Rob.
I mean,
they talk about $25 million.
How much is enough? Okay.
I mean, Mike went through a lot of money, and Vander might have too. He got all those kids.
Evander has like 2 football teams, right?
He rolled to the park not with 1 starting 5, but both starting 5s.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I don't know. Part of me is like, gosh, I hope they don't hurt themselves. And then part of me is like, I can't wait to see it. So we will see. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Go to SoundCloud, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, download, subscribe, 5 stars, and a comment.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission,
parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.